I'm in the later stages of a tediously regular Christmas cold, so I haven't got a lot of voice, hence the water. My theme this evening is the silence in the stable. I've been present twice at a birth, and one of the things that most struck me, the mother doesn't really remember this because mothers don't, but the fathers do, is the extraordinary quality of stillness that descended in the room after the arrival of each of our children. In the build-up to the delivery, there's a great deal of stress and nurses and midwives rushing about and all sorts of things happening. And then, of course, the birth itself is intensely dramatic. And then once the child is safely delivered, once the umbilical cord has been cut, the midwives and the nurses withdraw, and there you are, the two of you, mysteriously and wonderfully become three, and an extraordinary stillness is in the room. The mother, through nature's instinct, deeply absorbed in the fact of the child, and the child deeply absorbed in the fact of the mother, and the father looking on and sensing this extraordinary full silence. It's unlike any other silence. And it's how I've always imagined, since I knew the silence of the birthing room, that the scene in the stable was like shortly after the birth. Joseph looking on, Mary and Jesus, and a deep stillness settles upon it all. It's a wonderful silence. It's very full of love and affection, of deep, deep purposefulness, of the accomplishment of things. There are other silences that can be like it. There's silences that can come after lovemaking, or the silences of friends who go for a walk together through lovely countryside, and they have no need of words as they experience the sights and the sounds of the landscape that they walk through. Pregnant silences, full silences, deeply meaningful silences, silences full of love and possibility, the silence of the stable. There's an intriguing strand of early Christian thought that speaks of God as silence, of God the Father as being an enormous ocean of absolute stillness, of creative silence, out of which he speaks his word, the word made flesh, the word that is his son. So that the silence of the stable, or the best of all the silences that we've known in our lives, directs us to this fertile and immense stillness that is the silence of God, the silence out of which God speaks his word of love, his word of redemption, his word of gift, his word which is his son, the word that proceeds from the silence of the Father.